This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden directed additional support for Israel following a surprise attack on the Jewish state by the militant group Hamas.
The U.S. Embassy in Israel warned American citizens that the situation continues to be unpredictable. But Washington continues its efforts to de-escalate it, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken during an appearance on ABC's This Week show.
I was on the phone with the Israeli president, the foreign minister. The entire government has been engaged throughout the region and well beyond, both to build support for Israel and to make sure that every country was using whatever means it has, whatever influence it has, to pull Hamas back and also to make sure that we don't see conflict erupt in other areas.
Already, more than 20,000 people have sought shelter in schools run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Supporters of Israel and backers of the Palestinian cause rallied in American City Sunday over the conflict that has killed hundreds and wounded thousands in the Middle East. More than 2,000 people have died in western Afghanistan following earthquakes and aftershocks.
Many survivors now depend on life-saving care in crowded emergency rooms like this one in Herat province. Afghanistan is a mountainous country prone to earthquakes. According to the Reuters news agency, diplomats and aid officials say the ruling Taliban's strict restrictions on women and human rights in general have led to donors and aid agencies backing out of the country. The Washington Post reports first responders compared the damage of these recent quakes to one from 2022 that killed at least 1,000 people, one of the deadliest natural disasters in Afghanistan in decades. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
This is VOA News. A surge in rail traffic on North Korea's Russia border suggests arms supplies to Russia, according to a U.S. think tank.
Beyond Parallel, a website run by the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies think tank, says recent satellite photos show a sharp increase in rail traffic along the North Korea-Russia border, indicating the North is supplying munitions to Russia. It says satellite images as of a few days ago captured a dramatic and unprecedented level of freight railcar traffic on the border. Speculation about a possible North Korean plan to refill Russia's drained arms inventory flared last month when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia to meet President Vladimir Putin. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Congress Republican Party members will be meeting behind closed doors early in the week in an effort to find the winning candidate for Speaker of the House, details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Insiders say they need to reach a private consensus over the two announced contenders, Louisiana's Steve Scalise and Ohio's Jim Jordan, noting arguments last week nearly came to blows with the ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Florida Congressman and Trump loyalist Matt Gaetz, who set the removal in motion, says on NBC's Meet the Press, it will all be worked out soon. Former President Donald Trump Friday endorsed Jim Jordan, who heads the House Judiciary Committee, for the Speaker's job. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian forces have shelled southern Kherson region and other parts of Ukraine Sunday, killing at least two people and injuring a dozen more. The general in charge of Ukraine's ground forces said troops were advancing on the eastern front in Kyiv's counteroffensive to evict Russian invaders. The general staff of Ukraine's armed forces said troops had beaten back attacks on five sectors of the 1,000-kilometer-long front. Britain's opposition Labour Party will promise on Monday to get the country building again if elected to government, saying that the way to spur much-needed economic growth is to smooth the path for the construction of new infrastructure. In a speech to the party's annual conference in the northern English city of Liverpool, the finance policy chief Rachel Reeves will set out plans to boost growth, and critical to Labour's plans. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.